Blog Talk Radio.
Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you. Thank you. Welcome all to Fresh Fire Friday. I am your host, Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil. And I just want to thank you, you and you, for your support in coming out and supporting the show tonight. We're just going to have a great show tonight. We're going to have some inspirational music. We're going to have some praise and worship. We're going to fellowship. We're going to clap our hands, stomp our feet. And most of all, we're going to give God praise. Amen. Because that's what it's truly about. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I want to give thanks to the First Lady of MCI Ministry Radio as always. Thank you, Lord, for her and all that she does. And I'd like to thank the rest of our staff. Amen. Glory to God, Bishop Thurman Butler of Undisputed Truth Ministries. Amen. Lady T of Undisputed Ministries as well, Father. We just want to bless them as well, Father. Keep them in your peace. Keep them in your care and keep them in your blessings, Father. Father God, we thank you for this opportunity to use your airways. We thank you for this opportunity to come before your people. We thank you for the assignments, God. But most of all, Father, we just want to thank you because you're you. We want to thank you because we know without you, Father, we are nothing. Without your breath, without your air, Father, without your blood that you have shed on Calvary for us to live, Father, we will be nothing, God, in the name of Jesus. But Father, we just want to thank you Thank you. Gird our tongues on tonight, God. Touch our hearts, Father. Empower us where we are weak, God. Touch our minds, God. Give us wisdom. Give us divine dialogue for your people, Father. Give us healing words, Father. Give us a touch of faith on today, God. But most of all, Father, let us give you our praise. Let us give you our worship. Let us give you our honor with our lifestyle, God. We thank you and we love you, God. And without you, we are nobody. But with you, we are everything. We are champions. We are undisputed in all that we do. Amen. Glory to your name, Father. Bless those that are sick on today. Bless those that are feeling bad on today. Bless those that are a little ill and under the weather. We just ask you, Father, to send your healing angels toward them, God. Touch them with a healing touch, God, in the name of Jesus. Bless our children, our grandchildren, our friends, and even on our enemies on today. And so with that being said, we love you, God. We love you with everything that you have given us. And even more than that, we love you. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Here it is, Friday again, and God has allowed us to see another Friday. Amen. Glory to God. So without further ado, let's say thank you with our praise.
Let us say amen. You know, I'm happy to be from Mississippi. A lot of people have said for many years that Mississippi was on the bottom. But I told them, did you know whatever's on the bottom is holding you up? Amen. Woo! But you see, the reason I'm glad that I'm from Mississippi, because I remember the times and the way that we used to have church. Where people didn't mind saying amen. And if somebody would shout, the person would stand up and look around to see what was happening. They would say amen and hallelujah too. But you know, we have not been able to serve God in places like this. See, I remember the little church that we used to serve him in way back in the woods. Amen. And sometimes on Sunday morning, even before you would get there, you could hear them praising the Lord. And the churches were little wooden churches. And you could hear the feet in the church. Yeah. 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 But when you would get close enough and you could hear them singing the old hymns, and somebody in the corner would strike out and say, I love the Lord, he heard my cry. Come on, help us say it, sir. Come on, help us say it. You know what I'm talking about. Somebody else will say, just wave your hand. Every groan. You hear? A deacon would come out. The spirit would begin to move. You know what I'm talking about? Spirit begin to move. No deacon might say, Lord, as I live,
Hallelujah, hallelujah. How many remember before you even got into the church, you could hear the praise of the righteous, made you want to just stomp your feet while you was driving up the road. Amen. Glory to God. We got to get back to a place that we start praising him before we even get into the building. Amen. We got to remember that the praise is in us. The worship is in us and not the building. Amen.
Our next guest is definitely one of the best. She proved it when she captured the hearts of over 65 million television viewers. Here to pay tribute to her gospel roots is our American Idol, Fantasia!
Yeah! mission is just beginning.
Give me you, everything else can wait. Give me you, I hope I'm not too late. Lord, give me you, Lord, give me you, Lord, give me you, Lord, give me you, give me you. Everything else can wait. Lord, give me you, I hope I'm not too late. Lord, give me you, Lord, give me you, Lord, give me you, Lord, give me you, cause it's me.
Give me you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. How many of us feel like that? Just give me you, give me you. And the part that gets me the most is she says, I hope I'm not too late. Oh, my God. Thank you, Father, for not allowing me to be late. And when I was, Father, you stuck around and gave me a chance to catch up. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Everything that happened to me that was good, God did.
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did. God did. Yes,
Sun is going down, when the sun is coming up, when it's raining, when it's snowing, when the leaves are falling, when you can't stand and can't do nothing else, raise up your hands and just praise him, because he deserves all the praise. Amen. Glory to God. God did it. Oh, he did it. He did it. He did it. And I'm here to tell you, he'll do it again. Amen. Glory to God. Fresh Fire Friday. And I am your host, Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil. And this is Roll Call. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Sunday mornings. Amen. Dr. Callan, Apostle Callan McNeil of Mount Carmel International Churches will be our speaker of the morning, 9 a.m. She will give words of encouragement. She will speak a word. She will even sing if the Holy Spirit moves in that direction. Amen. Glory to God. Monday evenings, you have me, Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil, you'll fix it. Six Tuesdays, Bishop Thurman Butler, Undisputed Truth Ministries. Remember, if it's the word, it's the truth. Amen. Where champions are born. And if you get a little tired, don't worry about it. We're going to lift your spirits back up on Wednesday with Lady Thelma Butler. Amen. With the weekly word workout. Amen. With Lady T. Amen. Of Undisputed Truth Ministries. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. He is fulfilling this ministry. He is using his people. He is raising up his people. He are using, you know, God gives us all talents and he gives us gifts and everything is used in a time. But if we sit on the gifts, wow, a lot of people is missing out. There's some people connected to us. Amen. And on Friday evening, you have yours truly, Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil with Fresh Fire Friday. Amen. With we have words of inspiration, music of praise and worship. Our email address is mc2621@yahoo.com. You email us. We'll answer prayers. We'll answer requests. We'll take song selections. We'll talk. We'll fellowship. We'll get to know you. You can get to know us, and we can build a bond, and we'll build a bond, and the bond will be assisted in building the kingdom of God. Amen. Glory to God. This is such a beautiful time. This is such a beautiful season. Things is about to change. The seasons are changing. The weather is changing. And our spirits are changing. Our attitudes should be changing. Our behavior should be changing. Our mindsets should be changing on the things of God. We should just fellowship, focus, and be ready. When he called our name, when he called that number, when he pushed you to the forefront, when he give you your pedestal, when he gives you that platform, you have to be ready. When he calls your name, you have to be ready. So, my friends, my brothers and sisters, spend time studying, spend time reading, spend time fasting. Amen. 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 It is part of our lifestyle. Is not nothing forced on us. We shouldn't be looking at it as we have been forced to do a thing. This is part of our lifestyle. It's just like working out. Once you start, it's a part of your lifestyle. Once you start seeing the changes in the weight loss and the muscles, you want to continue to do it. Once you see God's work being done in the kingdom and everything is starting to move toward the building of the kingdom of God, we should want to do it. Amen. Glory to God. And we thank you once again for being a part of this Friday evening. We're going to continue with some music. And we will not forget about our fresh Friday fruit because we have it. Amen. Glory to God.
Welcome back to Bobby Jones Gospel. Are you having a good time in here? And all of you at home, I know you're in the blessing spirit. Let me tell you, you just have to be late for church today because we're going to bring you church right in your house today, all right? You remember this song called Total Praise that many choirs sing across America? Well, listen, this is a treat for you now. Here's this rendition of her own Fantasia. Give us some love, Bishop.
If everybody could stand to your feet and close your eyes and begin to thank God just for everything that he's done. Think of three things that you can tell him thank you for. Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Here we go. Oh, Lord. never taken your hands off of me. Every day of my life I'm traveling from plane to plane. And you never took your hand off of me. Oh, no. Yeah. Everybody say,
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Before we go any further, let's get our Fresh Friday fruit. Amen. We'll be coming from the book of Colossians, chapter 1, and I'm just going to be reading from verses 9 through 14, and we're just going to elaborate just a little bit. Amen. And we're going to go back to our words of inspiration. The book of Colossians, chapter 1, verses 9 through 14, Paul's prayer for the Colossians. Amen. For this cause, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of the will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthening with all might, according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father, which have made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who have delivered us from the power of darkness, translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even forgiveness of sins. Hallelujah. Praying with confidence. A lot of us got to get back to praying with confidence. We got to get back to believing. We got to get back even interceding for people. Amen. We got to get back to believing that when we pray, it is done. When we pray, the Father hears. Even though he don't move when we want him to move, it is delayed but not denied. Amen. Praying with confidence, because it's one thing to pray for another believer, and it's another thing to pray with confidence. And sometimes we lack confidence because we're not sure exactly what we should pray on behalf for the other person. But guess what? Paul just gave us an example, an excellent example, as a matter of fact, of intercessory prayer. Paul prayed that God will give the Colossians a knowledge of God's will, which will result in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Wisdom means comprehending spiritual truth. Understand refers to the ability to apply that insight to the problems of life, such as wisdom and knowledge is spiritual, because it comes from God and not man. Paul also prayed that they would grow spiritually, and this growth would flow from their spiritual understanding and would characterize by evidence, patience, and thankfulness. Prayer requires discipline, consistency, and effort. We do not ever put off spending time in prayer. Even we had to get a notebook, write down the names of our friends and family members, and pray for them. And remember, the more specific your prayers, the more specific will be the answer that we look for. That is your Friday Night Fruit, and thank you, and let's get back to our music.
I got over. How did I make it over? You know my soul back in wonder. How did I make it over? How I made it over. How did I make it over? Tell me how we got over, Lord. Had a mighty hard time coming all over. You know my soul look back and wonder, how did we make it over? That daddy hung on Calvary, and I want to thank him for how he brought me, and I want to thank God for how he taught me.
The creator of the earth, I feel like shouting. I feel like shouting. How I got over. How I got over. Just think about how you made it through another day. Amen. Glory to God. Sometimes we just can't make it by ourselves. It's just good to have someone in your corner. It's good that if you're married to have a helpmate or a husband, and if you're not, it's good to have that prayer partner, someone that you know when you just not feeling it, you reach out. Reach out. I come to find out, do not try to do it by yourself. Do not try to hold it in. God has given us helpmates. He has given us friends. He's given us prayer partners. He's given us his word. I just don't believe in making excuses anymore. Amen. Glory to God. I just know that the best advice is to just sometime just get up and just find a word, or push through a praise, or just fall to your knees and holler, scream, cry out to God. And believe me, before it's all over, you'll forget whatever you was going through because of his comforting, because of his peace. God sanctifies. And I've learned that sanctify means to set apart for a sacred use, to place where we can be used through the work of the Spirit. I think First Peter talks about through the work and through the Spirit and through reading and obedience of the word. Sanctifying is we have to sanctify them through the truth, through the word, and the word is truth. Amen. We just got to get back to just setting our affection on the things above and not on the things of the earth. Amen. And whatsoever ye do in word, indeed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. I've been trying to hold on and hold on, and I know it's only because of the Lord. And when I say trying to hold on, I mean hold on every day to the things of the Lord. I'm not going through. I'm not falling apart. I'm just saying because I have to hold on to the things of the Lord. Amen. I have to hold on to the things of God. Amen. I have to do that. 1 Corinthians 10:31 say, whether therefore ye eat or drink or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God, and abstain from all appearance of evil. And that's the part. Abstain from all appearances of evil. Amen. Even when the enemy come with those wicked thoughts, pray yourself through, touch yourself, lay hands on yourself, rebuke it in the name of the Most High God. Amen. I'm going to pray, and then we're going to pray a song. I want everybody to enjoy the rest of their Friday evening in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for what you allowed us to do today. We thank you that you allowed us to get up this morning and breathe the air that you have created. We thank you, Father, that you allow us to take steps today, steps to get closer to you, God. We thank you, Father, because you deserve all the praise and all the honor, Father. There's none like you, God. You are the Alpha and the Omega. You are the creator of the universe. There's no one greater in our eyesight, greater than you, God. We love you. We desire you. We need you. We raise our hands up to you. We surrender all unto you. Anything that we've done, said, or thought of that was unpleasing to you, please, Father, forgive us, Father, and anything that we are holding on to that's not like you, that's hindering us from getting close to you, take it away, Father, depth of our soul, and take out everything that's attached to us that's not like you, that's not of you, that's hindering us from our growth, Father, from our speech, Father, from our the way we talk to people, the way we behave to people, the way we love, the way we think. Take those hindrance things and cast them away, Father, forever, never to return back to these vessels that you have put together for your glory and for the building of your kingdom. We love you. We desire you. We follow you. We bow down to you and no other man and no other king and no other servant, no other than the Most High God, Jesus Christ, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Our lives is yours, and we thank you for giving us another chance, even though we don't deserve it. We thank you that you kept us when we didn't know how to keep ourselves, God. We thank you that you kept us through the storm. We can't thank you that you allowed us to move the mountain out of our path, God. We thank you that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. You are our grace and our life and our love and our peace and our understanding. your wings comfort us and shield us from the things of darkness. We are your light beaming through the earth to do your will. And we thank you, no other. We adore you like we adore no other. And we love you like we love no other. So, Father, thank you. And we say to you, stay blessed. We're going to close with a song, and we pray that prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Cause it rained on your parade. Seems nobody cares about you anyway. Now you're living your life like a castaway. Search for strength and time. Was it all in vain? Cause the deeper you dig, you find more and more pain. Don't let your tomorrow be like yesterday. Cause I spoke to God. I called out your name. And on your behalf, I just ask if he would be there for you. Never have to live a lie. Never have to wonder why. Never want for nothing. You're always satisfied in the peace that his arms will provide. He will erase any guilt or shame, any bad habit you got. You won't want to do them again. Yes, we all can change. I can testify. See, I spoke to God.
Don't stress out. No, 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 no.
you to do. Be blessed. I know it ain't what you want right now, but it sure could be a lot worse. Just be blessed.
Yes.
Let him do a work in you.
Blessed, and good night.